Leo Williams had it in his office. Said that the jury had been out all day in a bootlegged trial in district court when the district judge ordered the dominoes removed.
I remember that.
He snuck in.
That was 18
hours. You know, court started at 9.
Okay, it's now 10:50 a.m. We're back into open session. Number
10.
10.
Number 10, item 10 is discuss and take action to accept the resignation of Ronnie Mitchell as Constable of Precinct 3.
And this is effective when the new person is appointed, right?
Say again.
This is effective when the new person is appointed, right?
Correct. Another person can't succeed to the prior one until the whoever the new person is takes the oath, if there is a new person.
Let me make a motion, because he's from my precinct. I want to say this about Ronnie Mitchell, for whatever it's worth. I know you've done a heck of a job for the short time you've been here. You've done everything you promised to do. I understand why you entered your request for resignation and all that went involved around all that. But based on what we need to do at this time, I'm going to make a motion that we accept your resignation.
Second.
Motion and a second that we accept the resignation of Mr. Ronnie Mitchell as Constable of Precinct 3. Any further discussion? I want to say, Ronnie, you're a super golden guy, and you've done a AAA job, and you've done this for 1 year even, it looks like, and we thank you for your service. And we know that it's only because of some health issues and none other that this has come about. So I wanted to state that. Any further discussion? Those in favor accepting the resignation, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. I want to give a round of applause to Ronnie Mitchell. I remember him. When I was in college going to police science school and criminal justice, all the help you gave to young people, getting them off drugs, going beyond wearing a badge, but caring about people and changing them for the better, you're an excellent role model. And we thank you. We thank you for being part of our community from day one. All right. Number 11. Discuss and take action to appoint a new interim constable of Precinct 3.
Again, it's Precinct 3. It's my precinct, and after consideration and talking to Chief Scott, a couple others, I'd like to accept Ryan Ludvigson as our new constable, effective be immediately, wouldn't it?
Upon his taking the oath.
Upon you taking your oath, sir. So that's my motion.
Second.
Motion and a second that we appoint Mr. Ryan Ludvigson as interim constable of precinct number 3, who will serve until the next successor is duly elected at the next regularly called election. Any further discussion?
I have one thing to
yes,
say.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Gene Dolly, I suggested that Mr. Ludvigson contact you and talk with you. I felt I highly recommended you for the job that you do, and asked that maybe you would take him under your wing and help him when he needs it, sir.
You and Ronnie Mitchell both. And maybe some of my JPs that's got a lot of experience in law enforcement, like Judge Betterton, Judge Potter. It's good to see you today, Judge Potter.
Amen.
Now, I want to give a little lecture here. When the court bestows this on you, this is an elected office. So, Chief Scott, you're going to have to give him a little latitude, because when he's wearing that constable's hat, he don't have a boss. Just the law's his boss and the court that he serves. All right, any
so
further?
You're going to remain with the Vicente Police Force as well as big constable, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I would like to say something.
Good.
Before y'all come in.
You'll have to either holler or stand up. I'm sorry.
I would like to say something before you go. I did talk to you yesterday, so I understand why y'all had to make your decision. I would just like to thank Ronnie. He's been great this last year, and I'm going to hate to see him go.
Thank you.
I think that you've expressed the sentiment of everybody in this building, but it's his health issue, and we're lucky we have another fella that's willing to take over the job, and we've discussed with him how he'll need to work with y'all, and y'all work with him on when you schedule your contested court hearings, and serving writs, and the chief. Big Sandy, who's a friend of mine, assured the court that we'll be able to work all this out to where it'll be greater service for everybody. Any further discussion?
Judge, if I may, just one thing. I understand your motion, and the motion is that upon administration of the oath, I would request, and you as the judge, I think, have the authority, and I'm sure you would be in agreement, Ron, to make this on November the 30th, do the swearing in on November the 30th, because there are paperwork that I need to complete with T. Cole, and I'd like to do some paperwork in my office that I need to catch up between now and November the 30th.
Yeah, I think that would be fine.
I can imagine.
I think you're both going to need a little time, and you might follow him around a little. And you might learn some stuff from him, too. You never know. All right. Any further discussion?
Yes.
What about that?
Without a date?
Well, the law is he serves until his successor takes the oath. That's law.
Yeah.
Even if we don't even meet this date, he's still the one till the new fellow takes the oath. And that law's from cowboy days, where if your sheriff was out in a blizzard chasing cattle rustlers with the rangers, the sheriff may not always be back at midnight on January 1, so the legislature said, we'll solve that. You're the sheriff till the next guy actually takes the oath. We good to vote?
Yes.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye. I'd like to say a word about Ronnie. The first time I met Ronnie Mitchell was when he was a Gladewater policeman and stopped me for but I remember that he was very nice, and I worked with him for several years when I worked at the paper full time, and he was the chief juvenile probation officer here, and he was always a pleasure to work with.
Philip, I appreciate it. By the way, he got a warning ticket. He didn't get a
warning
ticket. I make a motion.
That's why I said nice stuff.
Hold on. The motion to appoint the successor, Mr. Ludwigson, it passed 5-0. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye. But while y'all are still in here, I promise to make one announcement. They're opening the art gallery Saturday at 5:15 across the street in the Roberts Building. And they're going to have, she said, wine and cheese. And so she'd love everybody to come and view all the art.